When I look at those 11 attributes of masculinity, that's not the kind of man I want to spend my life with, and that's not how I want to raise my son. The word that comes to mind when I think about a life built around those qualities is lonely. The picture in my mind goes back to the Wizard of Oz. He's not a real person with human needs, but a great and powerful projection of what a man is supposed to be. Lonely, exhausting, and soul-sucking. When I talk to men and women with high levels of shame resilience, they are keenly aware of these lists. They keep those strictures in mind so that when shame starts creeping up on them, or they find themselves fully in shame, they can reality check these norms, thus practicing the second element of shame resilience, critical awareness. Basically, they can choose consciously not to play along. The man in shame says, "I'm not supposed to get emotional when I have to lay off these people." The man practicing shame resilience responds, "I'm not buying into this message. I've worked with these guys for 5 years. I know their families. I'm allowed to care about them." Shame whispers in the ear of the woman who's out of town on business, "You're not a good mother because you're going to miss your son's class play." She replies, "I hear you, but I'm not playing that tape today. My mothering is way bigger than one class performance. You can leave now." One of the most powerful ways that our shame triggers get reinforced is when we enter into a social contract based on these gender straitjackets. Our relationships are defined by women and men saying, "I'll play my role and you play yours." One of the patterns revealed in the research was how all that role-playing becomes almost unbearable around midlife. Men feel increasingly disconnected, and the fear of failure becomes paralyzing. Women are exhausted, and for the first time, they begin to clearly see that the expectations are impossible. The accomplishments, accolades, and acquisitions that are a seductive part of living by this contract start to feel like a Faustian bargain. Remembering that shame is the fear of disconnection, the fear that we are unlovable and don't belong, makes it easy to see why so many people in midlife overfocus on their children's lives, work 60 hours a week, or turn to affairs, addiction, and disengagement. We start to unravel.